Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning from the Tastemakers. Today's show is proudly sponsored by iBidForStorage.com. iBidForStorage is self-storage and self-storage auction company based in Canada and the U.S. for the last 22 years. Their goal is to help you find the self-storage unit auction that best fits your needs. They make it easy and convenient to bid online for all storage auctions. Please check them out on the web at iBidForStorage.com or give them a call at 844-424-3669. iBidForStorage.com.
Love it.
Happy Tuesday again, Mark, to you.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to our listeners around the globe on this glorious Tuesday, March 1st, 2016. Wow, 2016 or March 1st already. How about that?
How about that? And it's the week after the Oscars. We'll get into
that. Well, it's not the week after the Oscars. It's 48 hours after the Oscars.
Okay, well, it's the week. It's the current week after the Oscars. I'm not saying it's 7 days after the Oscars. It's literally the week after the Oscars. So we'll have a lot to talk about for that coming up. But first, let's start our show by saying from Hollywood to Vienna to Casey Station, which is Antarctica, for those of you who do not know, to Rome, to Manila. We are the Tastemakers in the beautiful Southern California day, and we're going to start the show like we do every Tuesday with our happy birthday
wishes. Let's start by saying how glorious it is outside. We're looking outside again. It's blue skies, no cloud in the sky, a comfortable 78 degrees right now. You couldn't ask for better weather anywhere in the world.
And we've had this for the entire month of February, which is the warmest month we've ever had in Los Angeles.
It's the warmest month on record, period.
For February. Fantastic.
Yeah, in the world, history of the world.
Yeah, which is crazy. But it is going to be starting to get cold and wet, Mark, within the week. I think a week from yesterday, it's supposed to be a low of 59 and wet. Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, wet in Southern California.
That's what they call El Niño. And it's coming with fury.
We come from a month of summer-like weather, hottest February on the books, to rain next week. But happy birthday wishes to all our celebrities today. Justin Bieber, he's celebrating a big one today.
Oh, he's got to be 21, right?
Yep.
Wow.
But I don't think that stopped him from getting into any nightclubs.
He's just Justin Bieber.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, that doesn't stop you.
Kesha, who's been in the news as of late, 28 today. Crying poor. Everybody's coming to her help because she's having problems with her label. Kesha's 28 today.
Wait, so you say she's crying poor? She's got financial problems?
Yeah, she's getting strap-holded by her record label. They're not paying her. She's got no money. So from Lady Gaga to all these big names, I think Britney Spears, they're all coming to her help to bail her out.
Wow.
Something happened to, Rihanna, something like that happened to her a couple years ago. She was filing bankruptcy, I think. Duncan Jones, 28 today. You know who he is.
Of course. Who doesn't?
He's a YouTuber.
We love Duncan Jones.
YouTuber. Lupita Nyong'o.
Oscar winner, wasn't she?
We all knew her last year. She seemed to be everywhere, wasn't she?
That was 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
Yeah.
Where is she today?
Oh, probably filming.
I haven't seen her in anything since 12 Years Slave, and then she was at all the award shows. And did she win?
Yeah, I think she won. I'm pretty sure she won Best Supporting Actress,
and
right?
And she evaporated. She's disappeared.
Huh. Maybe she's busy doing a lot of things.
She's 32 today.
She doesn't look 32.
Emma. Emma's 26 today.
Wow, great.
Woman wrestler.
Yeah, doesn't look 26 at all.
Yeah, 26. Ron Howard, you know him from Opie.
Yeah, everybody knows Ron Howard. Everybody loves Ron Howard. He's got to be, let me guess.
Happy Days.
Well, yeah, let me see. Let me take a guess at how
director.
Old he could be. Let's see, 50.
It's an easy one,
60,
pal.
65.
61.
Okay.
61. Paul Hollywood. Name sound familiar?
Yeah,
Paul
he's
Hollywood.
A. Yeah, he's a.
Chef.
Paul Hollywood's a chef?
Paul Hollywood's a chef. Mm-hmm. Did all those things with Gordon Ramsay and other stuff. 49 years old today for Paul. Javier Bardem.
Oscar winner for No Country for... No Country for... 44.
46. Yeah. Harry Belafonte. He might not even know who he is, but it's
Well, he endorsed somebody recently. I forget who he endorsed in
He's
the political...
88. He gave a pretty good speech for... what award did he get? Was that a Grammy? That he recently got, or it was something he recently got. Jamie Foxx delivered it to him.
No, that was Sir Sidney Poitier.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. That's right. Harry wow. Bell, yeah, get those two mixed up. Harry Belafonte is 88. Alan Thicke, your buddy, Alan Thicke.
How old is Alan Thicke?
68.
Really? Yeah. 68,
looks
huh?
good for his age, doesn't he?
Yeah, that's why I'm surprised he's 68.
Christopher Webb, former NBA player at TNT basketball analyst.
32.
42.
Wow.
Yeah, he was in college playing 20 years ago, and we were at Mirawaski's wedding. Wow. So C. Webb is 42. Those are the happy birthday wishes for today. Today's March
1st, 2016.
Wow. Seems like we were just experiencing the Super Bowl, which is just
like we were just experiencing the Rose Bowl.
Yeah, it seems like it was just Halloween. It seems like it was just Christmas.
It seems like it was just New Year's Day.
That's the thing. February, even though it was a leap year and we got an extra day this year, I think I mentioned this last week, it seems like February goes by super fast, and before you know it, we're into March. So January and February are gone. After next weekend's rainstorm that's coming, we're going to be heading into spring showers.
Yeah,
April.
Spring showers bring me flowers. Well, we know that more than anything because they've been predicting the El Nino coming for a year now. And so we had some of it about a month and a half, 2 months ago. We had a furious 3-day storm, I guess, out here. It was just soaking everything. And then it's been bone dry since then. And
yeah, now they're closing down Wrightwood Mountain High because there's no snow.
Yeah.
Sometimes the snow goes on until June.
Well, we've had 80s for a month.
Hottest month on record.
Yep.
In L.A. or the world?
The world.
Wow.
February is the warmest month on record in the history of mankind.
Get this. Where I live today, Mark, it's supposed to be 91.
Yeah, I saw that. It said the San Fernando Valley this morning by 90, so.
Yeah, Santa Clarita, 91.
Wow. That's crazy stuff, right?
Isn't it?
Yeah.
And then 59 by next Monday.
Yeah, a dramatic drop of almost 30 degrees in a week is unparalleled. But here we are, Tuesday, 48 hours after the biggest day in all of Hollywood, the wow. Oscars, getting the worst ratings they've had since, I forget when, what's-his-face, Jason,
wow.
Who hosted that? I guess about 10 years. It's the worst rating they've had in 10 years.
Wow, guess whatever her name was that said boycott it was effective.
Well, yeah.
So I guess it was effective.
Silly. Really
wow,
silly.
Wow, I didn't think it would be. Yeah. I got to say, I thought Chris Rock was very entertaining.
It was a very good show. What I was surprised at, you can't push a show like that to 3.5 hours. You can't. 3.5 hours, you lose all interest. Plus, what they did this year for the first time is usually the supporting categories are the first. This year, they moved it near the end, which gives you cinematography, costume design, best documentary short early on, which loses your interest. You've got to have some of the bigger categories with the more famous people early on. So you're watching it, and it doesn't seem as slow and dragged on. When they put it all the way to the end,
they bring in a supporting actress, I think, the fourth one in.
Was it the fourth one this year?
Yeah. It's usually, I think, the second.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think it was the fourth. It seemed longer, but it was the fourth or fifth. And that's okay, but where the problem lies is you can't wait that long to get supporting actor.
No.
You have to throw that in somewhere in between.
Yeah.
Because then it was a logjam of all the talented people.
And another surprise that I was disappointed with, the lack of big presenters and big celebrities.
Names.
Yeah, big names being presenters. You know, they had that one chick that's on ABC's Quantico.
Yeah.
Well, ABC airs the Oscars, so ABC does what they always do on Fox when they host the Emmys. They always have their Fox stars on the show as presenters. The Oscars are a little bit different. Having the chick that's on Quantico that nobody knows of in the first place come out there to present – kind of silly.
It seems like Tom Cruise is usually in there.
You got your big ones.
Yeah.
Tom Hanks.
Yeah, Tom Hanks.
You're Kevin Spacey.
Brad Pitt.
You're Tom Cruise.
Angelina Jolie.
Yeah.
Somebody like this. I mean, they had Morgan Freeman, but granted, he's been nominated, I think, 5 times. He's kind of big, but he's not that big.
No. He's
huge.
In his 80s. Okay.
You need huge.
Right.
And if you're not going to have 3 or 4 huge, you at least need 2.
Yeah.
I mean,
Michael Douglas. Let's have a Michael Douglas out there,
Michael Douglas.
Yeah, I mean, he's everybody knows Michael Douglas.
Yeah, but he's not huge.
Let's have, let's have these kind of guys.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You're right, though. They had
Bruce Willis. Where's Bruce Willis when you need him, right?
Yeah.
So let's have these type of people out there.
Yeah.
The big stars.
Yeah. But you know what they lacked in some areas? They were.
Let's have Al Pacino, Dustin Hoffman, Meryl Streep. Let's get these people out there.
Yeah, I wonder if they invited.
We got the chick from Quantico.
Yeah, I don't even know who that is.
I don't know who's the other guy. Jason Segel was out there, who definitely had some maybe a facelift or something.
I mean, he's current, but he's not a big star.
We got to have some right. That's what I'm saying. They had Jason Segel last time.
And you know what would have been kind of neat? Jack Nicholson would have made an appearance.
I think he's at the point, like Hugh Hefner.
Yeah.
He's done with him.
Hey, that dude's on the roof over there, Mike, that we saw parking his car.
Which roof is that?
That right in back of you. He's looking down, taking
a
picture.
The U.S. Bank building?
No, right in back of you. He's right there.
Oh, our building. You're saying our building.
He's,
okay.
He's got one of those electronic...
Nice.
Anyhow.
Nice, nice. Hey, you know what? One of the things that were in our gift lounge, our Oscar gift lounge a week ago, and I think I didn't mention this last week because we had about 80 mentions last week. It's a brand called Butcher's Bunches.
You know, Butcher's Bunches?
That's a cool name, right?
Butcher's Bunches?
Butcher's Bunches.
It stands out.
Yeah.
Butcher's Bunches.
Butcher's Bunches, like Bunchy in Ray Donovan. Bunchy.
Oh,
ButchersBunches.com. Well, this thing is great. It's a great name, Butcher's Bunches. It's a great-looking package. It's handcrafted preserves, okay? This one I'm looking at right now is Dirty Diana. That's
the name
of this thing,
Love
Dirty
the name.
Diana. And there's only 15 calories per serving. This explains why I says it's not very sweet. It's probably limited sugar. So if you want to have a preserve or what's the other one? Jelly, jams, go to ButchersBunches.com for your no sugar added right here in the front. That explains it. Okay. Handcrafted preserves, butchersbunches.com. I'm looking at Dirty Diana. It's a cool name. 12 calories. You can't beat it. Put this on your toast in the morning and live, love, eat.
Did you see Dirty Diana?
That's a flavor.
Wasn't that a Michael Jackson song?
Could be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dirty Diana.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Butchersbunches.com.
Fantastic.
Right?
Fantastic.
Yeah. So back to the Oscars.
Yeah.
Did it go the way that you thought it would?
It did. We all knew that the girl from, I forgot what her name,
Brie Larson.
We all knew she was going to win Best Actress. We all knew Leah was going to win Best Actor. We pretty much thought for sure that Sly was going to win. So that was a big surprise. I was very surprised with all the awards that
Mad Max
won.
Right?
Kudos to them. And what was the director's name?
George Miller.
George Miller. And it took a while, but they finally started thanking him.
Great thing about that is, you know, George Miller directed the original Mad Max back in the 80s.
35 years ago. It was 81.
And he's back again now. He directs a new, updated, rebooted one. Then his picture goes and gets nominated for, I think, about 9 awards and wins 6. Yeah, no, it won 6, so maybe it was for 8. So it didn't win Best Picture and it didn't win Best Director, but it won everything else.
I think so.
All the technical categories.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, and it's weird because when a movie wins all those, but it doesn't get the final thing, it's kind of a drag.
Yeah.
But he looked okay about it, unlike Ridley Scott,
who looked
like he was
pissed off. I think he's disliked in Hollywood for whatever reason. But he's always looking in. I bet he's a real pro. He does good movies, and he's probably one of these directors that's just a hardcore break your ass. I'm the director, you know. But hey, what could you say?
You know? I mean, it just wasn't his year. Look what went into The Revenant and The Spotlight. I think every couple of years, Hollywood likes to see the big production, and then we'd like to see something along the lines of All the President's Men type thing, something that has a cause, a reason.
How about the Oscar parties, Mark? I mean, or
well,
events?
Yeah, we'll get to the Oscar parties, but let's continue talking about the Oscars here. You know, one big thing they always have, they always make this big deal about these seat fillers. You know, I don't know if you saw how many times they went to the audience and there were empty seats.
Well, I saw because you always brought it to my attention.
Because I couldn't believe it. I had just read an article a couple days earlier about the seat fillers, and here they make this big deal.
What did the article say?
Oh, we had an interview with about 20 of the people that were seat fillers and how they had to go through this stringent process.
Well, that makes it more mystifying because usually, for most part, you don't see a seat vacant at all.
Right.
And this time, like you brought to our attention many, many times, it was very evident, so which makes it odd that there was an article in the paper about it.
Yeah. Not only that, this is the Oscars. It's not like if it's the BET Awards or the Image Awards and they go to the audience and there's a couple empty seats.
Yeah.
This is the creme de la creme of all award shows, Oscars.
And the envelope. Were new as well.
Yeah,
now,
they spent.
What was the difference? They spent what?
Oh, top dollar on these things. I forget how much the cost of each envelope was. Specially designed, gold embossed.
They did look nice.
They were the best.
Yeah.
Excuse me, folks. And
were they? Did you say they were glossed by gold?
Yeah, gold embossed.
Wow.
I mean, really, an elegant And they had three sets. They always make three sets of envelopes in the carts. One goes to there's two Price Waterhouse people. Price Waterhouse has been the accounting firm since 1933.
Wow.
They're the only two people that walked down that stage, the only two people that know who actually won.
Wow.
There's one set for one of the accountants, one set for the other accountant, and there's another set that's also on set that's protected by an armed guard. In the event that something happens to one set or two sets, they've got a backup set to cover the whole thing.
Wow.
But one thing I also enjoyed too on this show was the music they had. Every time somebody came out,
60s,
a new presenter,
right?
Yeah, it was all cool stuff.
Yeah,
all cool.
That was different.
It was cool.
I'm trying to think, what other than the music, what seemed different about the show this time? Was there anything that seemed a little different?
Let me see.
The format changed a little bit because I think Best Supporting Actress went number two. This time it was four or five.
You're talking about the production aspect of it?
Yeah, there was something else. I can't think, but there's other than the music, there was something else that popped out.
Mm.
I can't, but it was clear that the envelopes, like we already talked about, they looked larger and they were like gold. So that was kind of neat. The music was neat. I thought there was something else too.
Yeah, kind of. Maybe not. We'll get back to it.
But overall, for most part, the Oscars is.
Oh, and you know what? This thing went 3.5 hours. And I think it may have started at the very start. I think Chris Rock did an 18-minute intro. That's way too long.
I think longer, Mark.
Okay, so let's say 20 minutes.
I think it started about 3 minutes late.
So let's say a 20-minute intro.
Yeah. I don't think they started to about 5 to 6 Pacific Standard Time.
No, 5:30. It started at 5:30.
Well, yeah, the actual awards, after his piece.
It was way too long.
He was good. He was funny.
Yeah, he was good.
I like
no doubt about that.
What did I hear today? They're talking about bringing that other comedian, Louis C.K.
Or they also mentioned another African-American, but they can't have back-to-back African-Americans. It looks too...
Not to mention, it seems like, last year was, what's his name, Patrick Harris. The year before that was Ellen. The year before that it was... Franco and so every year it's like a different person. Can't they keep somebody consistent?
Yeah, I think
you want to see Billy Crystal. Like,
Billy
three
Crystal
or four
was a couple years ago. Yeah, Billy Crystal was 3 years ago.
Billy Crystal was 3 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, I'm thinking.
Or 2 years
like
ago. Actually, it was 2 years ago. Billy Crystal was 2 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah. So it was good. Yeah, overall good show. It went the way that I think most people thought it would go.
Yeah, because they're not an exciting show. It's the creme de la creme. But when you have visual effects, special effects, sound effects,
documentary shorts.
No offense to those people. It's hard.
So let's
work.
Move on to the parties. You were talking about the parties.
It seemed like there were more. Well, we know it being in the industry that we're in. We follow events, parties, red carpet events, and so forth. It seemed like this year there was more than ever. I'm not just talking about the Vanity Fair party or the Oscar party, the actual night of the event. I'm talking about the nights leading up to the event. OK Magazine, this, that, and the other thing. Anything, anybody could put Oscars, anybody could have a party, and they could just precede it by saying pre-Oscar.
Yeah.
We went to, and gifting suites, too. It seems like this year there were more gifting suites than ever before.
Yeah.
And we had, I want to say the pleasure or privilege of attending this one
gifting suite.
On
it was pre-Oscar now, gifting suite.
Because of the business that Mark and I in are Wild Creations, that's our core business, gifting, branding, sponsorships, celebrity gift bags,
brand
and so forth. We do not get the opportunity to be invited to gifting suites often. And I understand why. I completely understand. However,
because we're the competition in many cases.
However, when we do get the opportunity to attend, we're jazzed.
Was that a car backing up down there?
I think so.
We're four flights up, and we can still hear a car backing up downstairs.
But anyhow, we had the opportunity of being invited to a gifting suite on Friday through a jewelry company from Northern California was hosting this event. Mark, do you remember the name of the event? The name of the company who was hosting it.
Oh, boy.
She was a jewelry company from Northern California. It was taking place at a restaurant on 3rd Street in Los Angeles or borderline Beverly Hills. Again, always nice to be invited. But what are the qualifications, Margaret? What mandates an event being considered a gifting suite?
Well, you've got to have gifts to give away to the invited guests. That's the main thing. You've got to have gifts.
Sure, sure. This particular event, again, very thankful we were invited. They didn't even check our name to see if we were on the list. And immediately we got a wristband, which was silver. I'm not sure if there were different levels of wristbands, but we got a silver one. Went upstairs, and the gift suite took place.
This was the second floor in the private room. This was the pre-Oscar gifting suite by Rosalinda Lidster.
Yeah.
She's the jeweler.
Right. And she was responsible for providing the crown for Miss Universe in Vietnam in 2008.
Yeah. Weird thing is, you know, we were at Miss Universe 2008 in Vietnam, and she was sitting a row or two in front of us.
Hard to believe because we're in the second or third row.
Right. But she was one of the sponsors, like you said. She provided the crown. But the fact that we bumped into somebody today, 8 years later, that was at the same event we were at, it's pretty, you know.
Coincidental? Crazy?
You know,
small
it's
world?
It's a small world, right?
Started off after we went up to the second floor. I think
First off, the restaurant. I forget the name of it. Do you believe that?
Yeah.
This beautiful Vietnamese restaurant in West. That's borderline LA, Beverly Hills.
Borderline, I would say it is Beverly Hills.
A great place. I mean, this was glossy, sharp, cool, hip, nice, fresh,
good-looking people.
Yeah, like you said, we walked in. Didn't even get because we looked like we fit in.
Yeah,
and that's the key too. I think.
Yeah,
you know, we'll get to the Mondrian Weinstein party in a minute. Then, as long as you look like you fit in,
montage.
Oh yeah, mind you, right. Then you're halfway there. But you know, we walked in. She apparently thought we were belonged. So that's why she didn't even check the list. She immediately said, "Let me take you up to the gifting suite."
Yeah, so that was great. And we get upstairs, and I think we were the first ones there.
Yeah.
We were told it started at 10, and we were asked to come in 10:30, and we got there at 11.
Yeah. And we were the first ones there.
We were the first ones there.
But anyhow, we got there, and the first thing that we went to was a new beverage. It was a lifestyle water.
A beauty beverage.
Right.
Yeah.
Which was tasty.
I didn't even know there was a beauty market.
Yeah, it was tasty.
Yeah.
So we chewed the fat with them for about 15 minutes, and then were informed that there's an open bar. So we went over to the open bar, which was a very elegant bar, very nice looking, and we asked what the drink of the day was. And there was a mixologist that was there, not a bartender. The mixologist.
Right.
And he told us what the drinks of the day were, and they were both margarita-based.
Tequila-related, of course, yeah.
Yeah. So the tequila was Dobel, and he made this thing. And it took him 5 minutes to make a goddamn drink.
At least.
5 minutes.
At least.
And it had mint in it, like a mint julep does, mint. And he handed this thing to me, and I tell you, it was to die for. Wasn't these not the best things you ever had?
It was, Mark, but he first made me a pepper-related one, tequila with pepper, a pepper tequila. I love tequila and I love pepper. I love hot stuff. I couldn't drink it. It was too spicy.
Yeah.
Just
sure. But then he made you the other one. Like
just
the
way
one
too I, spicy. Yeah, he, but it was it took 7 minutes.
You know, you have a chilled glass and you put crushed ice in it. You put the mint in there and then do whatever else you have to do with it. Boy, it's going to make a drink taste delicious.
You can't have a mixologist like that making drinks like that at a regular bar when the bar is crowded like in an evening. I mean, it's too time-consuming.
But see, he may have looked at it like, I got the time. I'm going to make it really special for you. And boy, I don't know what the guy's name was and what the name of this drink was. Again, we should be taking notes of this stuff when we're there, you know?
I saw a press release or something that was recently posted about that, Mark. I saw it was posted, but it had his name mentioned in this release that was online.
So it was delicious. And then we went on with after the drink, we went on to the
media wall.
We had
and
some pictures taken there.
Usually there's a photographer standing right there ready for you.
We were
waiting, taking our own pictures until he came out of left field to take a picture for us, offered to take a picture for us. But usually they're hovering right there, and you're almost assaulted or attacked right when you get to the red carpet. But we were taking our own photos before he came along to take him. So we started the day off with that.
And then we moved on to get our sunglasses.
PoliceLifestyle.net.
That's the name of the brand or the website for this thing. I'm wearing them right now, as you are too,
Yeah.
Which is great. It's always good to get sunglasses. If you can get sunglasses or a watch at a gifting event, that's pretty good. And then we moved on to the next one, which was the jewelry.
Well, Mark, you wanted to say there was a little bit of a challenge for us to get the glasses?
Well, we were, I wouldn't say assaulted, but we were.
No. First things first, I mean, we're looking at, I mean, we walk up. Hey, but you know, Mark, like we always tell everybody that comes to our lounge, we always say, after we give them our gift bag, we say, go on up there, introduce yourself so they know who you are. We didn't do that ourselves. We didn't do that. And I've noticed that we have not done that in the past. We don't say, hi, I'm Matt Harris from Store Drawers, what have you. We don't do that. So we don't do what we preach.
Dang.
But that being said, we're standing there looking over the sunglasses. They're barely saying hello. So are we supposed to just grab our own?
You know, I guess
really quick, Mark. It's time to thank our sponsor.
Presenting sponsor, iBid.
Presenting sponsor for today's show and every show for the Tastemakers. Every Tuesday at LA Talk Radio, our sponsor is iBid4Storage.com. That's iBid, the number 4Storage.com. Self-storage and self-storage auction based in Canada and the U.S. for the last 22 years. Their goal is to help you find the self-storage unit and auction that best fits your need. Check them out at iBid4Storage.com or give them a call at 844-424-3669 for all your auction-related needs.
Love it.
Back to the sunglasses.
Yeah. So we were interrogated, or somebody came up to us. And who was it that came up to us and went,
well,
who we were?
Some woman. I don't know who she was. And she said, okay. I said, well, I said, so do we get to pick our sunglasses here? And then she came out of left field. I said, do you have a wristband? And I said, yeah, I do. I was fortunate enough to have a silver wristband. At this point in time, I'm thinking, shouldn't I be having a gold wristband? I mean, isn't gold like the premium and then it's silver? So when I saw that I had a silver, I got to tell you, Mark, I'm thinking, am I not at the level to get this?
Yeah.
And I knew that ahead of me, there was only four brands in this gifting suite. But it turns out to be that the silver was enough to get the sunglasses. So we got them.
Right, which is cool. You know, they're neat sunglasses.
And then that was followed up by a jewelry brand who was the jewelry company.
The presenting sponsor of the event.
Yeah, but it was all expensive stuff. But granted, I got to say, we got a $1,000 gift certificate.
Right.
Have you been to the website, Mark?
I did, but there's no prices.
Right.
So, and even the cufflinks, you know, I think they had three sets of cufflinks on there, but the cufflinks can't be more than $1,000.
I guess they could have given us a $10,000 gift certificate.
Yeah.
We can't redeem it.
Yeah, it was weird. Maybe it was down that day. But so then we did the jewelry thing. We had the talk with them. They were in Vietnam. We shared our memories from Vietnam, and then we moved on to the makeup, which naturally – well, actually, we went back to get another drink at this point, I think, right?
Yeah.
Drink
and
number two.
Waiting another 7 or 8 minutes.
Yeah, then we came back to get the makeup. Well, naturally, you and I don't wear makeup, but our wives do, so we were there for a few minutes. They gave us their spiel, and then we took home a bag full of makeup, which is a new brand, which seems, again, very difficult. Any type of new brand getting into that market?
Competitive.
You know, alcohol.
Sunglasses.
Sunglasses.
Cosmetics.
I mean, it's tough to get into that type of field. So, but overall, it was great. It was a nice day. We got our sunglasses. We got the makeup for the wives. It had some wonderful drinks. And I think we also got a gift card for the restaurant, right, to come back for some Chinese noodles or something.
I went on their website, and noodles is one of their key things. So great event that we attended. And then Saturday night, we attended an art gallery for the artist Tom Everhart. I myself have never heard of him. I'm sorry to say that. But after researching him, this guy is some... Man, he's a great cat. Not only does he have a cool look about him, his art, I love. You weren't really keen on it, but I loved it. It was a small gallery on Beverly, which is
in
Beverly Hills, adjacent to Rodeo, and started at 7. We got there like at 7:10, and man, whoa, was it
buzzing.
Cranking, Mark?
I love when I go to an event and I've got the champagne waiting for my arrival.
Yeah.
You know, nothing is better than that when you walk in and here you go. A nice chilled glass of champagne.
And it just kept on going.
Bottomless.
Until an hour into it, Mark, all of a sudden it looked like there was no champagne left. And I went to get a glass and the guy says, this is the last one. Do you want it? I says, yeah. And I'm thinking, hour into this thing and they're already out? Which was crazy, right? The place was smothered with people. Cornucopia, wide
an eclectic mix of people. Actors, producers, directors.
And,
I mean,
But 10 minutes after we were told it was the last of the champagne, we heard the cork pop. And all of a sudden, there was, 30 or 40 more bottles. So you knew where we were.
Back again for another glass of champagne.
And we got to hobnob with Nia Sanchez, former Miss USA, who crowned her Miss Nevada USA several years back. She went on to win Miss USA. She was at the event. Former NBA legend.
Our buddy.
Detroit Piston, John Sally. So just a wonderful evening filled with fantastic art, great networking, beautiful people, and champagne.
Yeah, we met up with another one of our friends, Sandy Margolis of Keller Williams Real Estate,
right?
Who happens to be at every event
listening.
We go to nowadays.
Which
Sandy, is great.
If you're listening, hello, great to see you the other day, and you look beautiful.
Yeah. She makes the rounds. She goes to all the different Hollywood parties, Hollywood events, red carpets like us. So I mean, this place got packed. This art gallery. Do you remember what the name of the art gallery was? Most
started with Mo.
Moski, something like that.
Are we not prepared? Or I just don't really think we're going to be talking about it in detail. But
fantastic. Place was packed. Place was packed. But after we had
Beverly Hills was
been
packed.
There for and almost Mark, 2 hours, I guess, and we had already consumed probably about 7 glasses of champagne each,
We
knew of multiple events, pre-Oscar events going on around Beverly Hills. So at that time, we figured, well, you know what? We know Harvey Weinstein's got a party going down the street at the Montage. Let's go to the Montage and see what comes of it.
Yeah.
So we did. We walked the half a block, I guess. Not even a block, right?
Didn't think we're actually going to get in. If that was going to happen, that would have been fantastic. You just never know. But the Montage was buzzing.
Yeah.
It was crazy. But the Weinstein party is the party.
Yeah. So here again, when
prior to that, Mark, we drove past on a Rodeo, the
Armani
Gallery, or the Armani Boutique was hosting a Revenant party.
So what's his face? Leonardo DiCaprio was on the payroll for Armani. You know, he's the spokesperson, but he's the model.
So that would be why Armani was.
They took a whole page out in the Times yesterday congratulating him.
Wow.
Armani to.
Now that we didn't even try to get into that because we're on our way to the art gallery, but that place.
Well, we were a little late for it.
Yeah, we were a little late.
Early. It started at
5:30, but it was buzzing. It was cranking at the Armani Cafe, or not the Armani Cafe, which I don't even think is in Beverly Hills anymore, the Armani Boutique, and then we were at our art gallery, and then we made it to the Montage for the Weinstein party, and it was buzzing. We walked in through the side entrance, I guess.
Only because it wasn't like we were trying to sneak in.
We
were walking. That's where we came in from. We were on the side of the hotel.
Yeah.
And again, like I mentioned earlier, you know, as long as you make it, as long as you look like you belong, you look like you fit in, nobody out there is going to question you. As long as you walk in confident and you know where you're headed, you can go and do whatever you want.
And it didn't hurt bumping into somebody we know, Joyce Chow, who was in the lobby already with a glass of wine, attending his press. We were in there for 5 minutes when Kelsey Grammer came in. We had the pleasure of meeting him a year before at Su Wong's party. So the good thing about
When the celebrity remembers us.
Yeah. You know, we approached him, and he was very approachable. And we said, hey, we met you last year at Su Wong's party. And, of course, he said, oh, sure, yeah, right. Just like when Ed O'Neill bumped into us on the
Where
you been, he says. But, anyhow, Kelsey Grammer was with his wife. Great, very friendly. Moments later, David Foster came in. We had the pleasure of meeting him a couple years back at Barbara Streisand's compound for a charity event. He remembered us. So it always is very, very helpful when you met the celebrity in the past, whether it was last week or 5 years ago, whether they remember you or not. It aligns a connection that introduces you to rekindle.
That doesn't make like you just walked in off the street like
saying,
we did.
Hey, could I have your autograph? And Zach Posey was there, fashion designer.
Yeah.
Friendly.
I think he's just happy to be noticed by anybody.
And then the Russian brothers from
Maximum Smirnoff.
Yeah, they came in. The younger one, without a date.
What's the younger one's name? Do you
don't know, but he looked pissed off.
Maxim is the main guy.
Yeah.
I don't remember what the other guy's name is.
Yeah.
Which is
so we hung out there for pretty much as long as we wanted to until...
Yeah, until we just thought, you know what? We've been out here for we've been out partying already for 3 or 4 hours. We'd already consumed all the beverage, the champagne. And the problem is, when you go to these things and they have all the flowing champagne or open bar or whatever... If you don't have food there or hors d'oeuvres or appetizers or something, and you've been drinking for 4 hours, it's tough. So
you got to have at least something. I'm not saying you have to have tons of hors d'oeuvres or a buffet, but you got to have light bites, even if it's snacks. I mean, just crackers and cheese.
Yeah, because when you're drinking champagne for 4 hours and you don't have light bites, you get lightheaded. And, you know, we're already in Beverly Hills. We've been drinking for 4 hours with no food.
Boy, that sounds
crazy. And the problem with this is also when you leave Beverly Hills and you're heading home or outside the Beverly Hills area, outside of a restaurant, there's no fast food. There's no place you can pop in to get a quick bite. By that, I mean a burger, a taco, a french fry or something. There's nothing in the immediate Beverly Hills area.
Yeah.
And then we have to go across Coldwater to Canyon to get back to our end of the town. And once you make it through Coldwater Canyon, which is what I call like the Panama Canal of L.A., because it takes you from the west side to the valley like that, once you get over the Coldwater Canyon, again, There's no place to eat out there. Well, you've got to drive and drive and drive.
And we're talking when Mark is saying someplace to eat. You know, granted, Beverly
something
Hills
quick
to
drive through.
Right. We just because we were ready to head out. So we
there's
didn't
restaurants, but we don't want to stop and go and get seated. We want to get something in our bellies fast, and there is nothing. So I got on the freeway and I headed home. Boy, I tell you, the first thing I did when I got home was make that turkey and cheese sandwich.
Hey, Mark, before we go too much further, I just want to give a shout out to a brand that was involved with our Oscar event. And I want to make sure that I don't get a chance. I don't forget because I'm not sure if we did last week, but Little Balanced Box, they were in our gifting suite last Monday. I can't believe it's already been 8 days. But Little Black Box. Little Balanced Box. My apologies. I'm looking
at that. And that's littlebalancebox.com.
Yeah. And I have the actual box. They're donating.
That's a nice
to
box.
One of our charities that we're participating in. Littlebalancebox.com. Sit, stand, push, and walk. The Little Balanced Box is designed for small children who are able to pull to a standing position. Little Balanced Box is intuitively designed to provide self-sufficient stability while transitioning from sitting to kneeling, standing, and walking. It's like a little walker.
Yeah.
The neat thing about this is, Mark, it's like a little walker or like a walker that older people use, and it's got wheels on it. It's got wheels on it. It's
the
got wheels.
Flip
on
it around the other way, man. Flip it around the other way. The other way. The other way.
Okay.
That's the side I want to see.
Okay.
Clear Top allows children to observe their legs and feet, which aids in the development of coordination. Exciting Drum Top. The clear polycarbonate top produces a percussive sound when a child taps or hits it, which teaches cause and effect. Square Top allows maximum surface area for a variety of hand-arm positions from any direction. The design is incredible. It creates a large base. Contoured nylon feet, dynamic floating feet, rounded ergonomic top. Boy, even for little kids, it's ergonomic, which is fantastic. So anyhow, it's littlebalancebox.com. If you want to get a hold of him, the phone number is 410-212-2419. Also, Matt, we mentioned this last week, but one of our brands that we've been associated for a number of years already, Kathleen Edinger and Teascapes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they can be reached at enjoyteascapes.com. We enjoyed seeing Kathleen. Always good seeing Kathleen.
Yep.
And we've got she gave us a couple samples of her new blend. We haven't sampled it yet, but this is something that I want to try and try with Carrie, man. I'm going to try it with Stacey so we can give our personal opinion and review for this new blend on enjoyteascapes.com. Again, that's Kathleen Edinger. She's based back east, I'm thinking Massachusetts area or something. But anyhow, New Jersey? Okay,
New Jersey.
So she's got a great line of tea. And if you like tea as much as I like tea, I think you're going to enjoy, and that's the website, enjoyteascapes.com. So, go there and order some tea.
And to add on to that, Mark, I want to give a little shout out for we had a brand involved last week as well, Latasha Green. Don't really have a lot of information on her. I think she gave me her business card, but she was like an unexpected guest. We didn't know that she was going to be participating. She was a guest of Charlene Brown, but she had jewelry and hats and a bunch of great things. She represents the glam team. I got a great bracelet that she provided me. Latasha Green, again, didn't expect to share this. She was a guest of Charlene Brown, so we didn't have any information on her before and that we could share with you. But a fantastic line of jewelry, hats, and a wonderful variety of like boutonnieres and so forth and what have you. Loved having her product involved. Heard a lot of a lot of great things from some of our invited guests, and we hope that we could have her in one of our upcoming events later this year, hopefully either the BET or the Emmy. So thanks for participating, Latasha.
Well, back-to-back-to-back promos right there.
Yeah, well, you know how that goes, Mark. You start talking about one thing, and then you forget about this or that, and you get brought into you know, this and the other thing. And it seemed like, speaking about Beverly Hills and how it was buzzing the other night, it's like it was like a Lamborghini show on Rodeo Drive. That every time you heard like a high-end engine, and you turn around, it was a brand-new Lamborghini.
Or well, I guess if any place you're going to see Lamborghinis constantly, it's going to be Beverly Hills.
But was this the scene on Saturday night, Mark? Were they like all over? And it seemed like everybody driving was within
their
20s.
Not to mention, like you said earlier, the buzz in Beverly Hills. I mean, the Beverly Hills was buzzing. That's because there were so many things going on, right?
It's Oscar weekend, you know.
One thing I was bummed out about when we were at the hotel for the one-time party thing. I know that Sly Stallone was coming, I'm bummed out that we didn't get to meet him.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
well, you know, we could have stayed a little longer, Mark.
Like I said, man, after 4 hours of standing, partying, and champagne with no food, I was about to collapse.
Yeah.
I got, like I said, once I got home, I got that turkey and cheese sandwich. Oh, man, was that thing good.
Yeah.
I mean, it was great. And then I ate Blake's donut. Saturday morning, I get him two donuts. He likes the sprinkle donuts, and he only ate the one on Saturday morning. Saturday morning. So I got home, and after I had done with my turkey sandwich, that donut, his second donut was still sitting there. I had to dig in. And boy, nothing like I don't know if you've ever put a sprinkle donut in the fridge to let it chill for the day. When you have you know what I'm talking about, a sprinkle donut?
Oh, yeah. That's not my cup of tea, but
It was fantastic.
Sure. But you know, it was fantastic, Mark.
Brunch, what's that?
The champagne brunch. Speaking of brunches, one of the best brunches in town, 94th Aero Squadron, which we used to frequent quite a bit in the 90s. We attended an event a couple weeks ago. And they were like hosting, was for dinner and so forth. We kind of like rekindled that friendship again with the restaurant, which we didn't even know was still around still. So I know we met
she was the manager, I think,
yeah,
wasn't she?
Debbie Brown. She's the special events coordinator there. She introduced herself to us, and looking forward to getting back there for the brunch break. It's been a long time since I've been there. Like I said,
20 years probably.
20 years. I didn't even realize they were still around. I guess this is one of those restaurants. They don't have to advertise. They don't have to promote. They get the regulars. Yeah, the religious regulars coming back. So. Get out there, check them out on the website, 94thAeroSquadron.com. Get out there, and it's off the 405 freeway right by the Budweiser Brewery. Check them out.
Love a brunch.
Yeah, we love a brunch. Looking forward to getting back.
Hey, we're going to the Circa 55 at the Beverly Hilton in 2 weeks.
One of the best ones in town as well. In fact, that's one of our favorite ones, the Beverly Hilton, which we'd like
hanging out
at. I think
it's Circa 55, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we better get going because I think our little thingamajigger expires in 2 weeks.
Yeah, the 29th. You get this certificate, and they have an expiration on it, which I think is crazy.
And just
go whenever you want to go. No expiration at all.
Right?
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, and also, man, I want to mention, because this is just 2 days away now, we're brand ambassadors now for this charity, A Brighter Future for Children. Okay.
Fantastic.
And this is great. It's taking place on Thursday in Hollywood, right on Vine, at the Tagliapon Complex.
Say that again?
The Tagliapon Complex. I don't have the exact address, but it's on Vine Street, and it's A Brighter Future for Children, charity gala, and poker tournament. Now, this covers all aspects. This is a great event, and I'll tell you why. The monies that are raised that night benefit the Audrey Hepburn Cares Center and Children's Hospital in L.A., the kids' hospital in Hollywood. And
the Children's Hospital.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
And it's the Audrey Hepburn Care Center. So the Children's Hospital is huge, and I guess they got different wings and different divisions of where you could, you donate. But this is A Brighter Future for Children, Celebrity Charity Gala and Poker Tournament. You and I are now brand ambassadors for this charity. We're not playing in the poker tournament.
Good.
We're going to go to be seen and promote and brand this event. The DBproject.com, that's where you can go to buy your tickets. There's still tickets available. You can get tickets for the dinner. You can get tickets for a non-dinner just to be there and so forth and what have you. The DreamBuildersProject.com, again, it's A Brighter Future for Children, Celebrity Charity Gala, and Poker Tournament.
Well, this covers the whole gamut.
Yeah.
Fashion show.
They've got a silent auction.
Silent auction.
Open bar, red carpet, celebrities.
Dinner.
Media wall, dinner.
Poker.
Yeah. I mean, it's everything. This is your perfect – and this is the first time I've seen this. On the invitation, it says black tie
mandatory.
Mandatory.
But I tell you, Mark, I'm glad they didn't invite us to play poker. They'd be in trouble.
Everybody would be in trouble. I mean, except the guys we're playing against they'd be winning.
I'm just glad. I know we were invited recently to participate in an upcoming bowling tournament. I'm okay with that, but the poker –
Well, poker's another thing, right? I mean, you got to really know poker.
It's a skill game.
We don't.
It's a skill game.
It really is.
I guess bowling.
Well, it's luck of the draw to a certain degree, but
There goes a Lamborghini. Speaking of Lamborghinis earlier,
One of the advantages of living here in Shangri-La, Rolls Royces and Lamborghinis, right?
But we're looking for that's Thursday, right?
Thursday night. Yeah, I got March 3rd.
Is this a 6 p.m. start or like an 8 p.m. start?
You know, I got to check. I don't think it's an 8 because there's too much stuff going on.
Yeah,
with the red carpet, though, the dinner, the order.
You okay over there?
Boy, it sure is nice to be a brand ambassador, whether it be representing a charity like this, whether it be a clothing line, whether it's aligning yourself with a company itself. Just being invited to be a brand ambassador makes you feel kind of good, kind of wanted, kind of needed.
I got to go to their website to see if we've been put on the website yet, because we might be getting on the website.
Aren't we doing another challenge? It seems like this.
Well, we are. We're providing a swag bag for a charity, some company back east. Again, here we are not prepared.
Yeah. And didn't we recently I know we did last week. We had a call. It was like a miniature seminar type thing.
Business economic class.
Yeah.
Back in Maryland.
That was kind of neat.
And
for
we did
us.
A Skype or a Facebook
FaceTime.
Yeah.
Right over the marina before our meeting, before our
pitching. We're always pitching.
And that was great, cuz our meeting took place in a houseboat. Was that a houseboat?
Yeah, it was great.
It was fantastic. Yeah. It was three levels. The only thing that was kind of interesting was the toilet, because
plumbing.
It's a vacuum flush type thing. But it was a beautiful day. We were at the marina, three-level houseboat. Did you feel it rocking a little bit?
Just slightly.
Yeah. Champagne was flowing. Love these meetings. Tomorrow
again, right when we got there, the champagne was waiting for us.
Don't you love that?
Yeah, I do.
The glasses were – I guess that's our thing now. I mean, probably in the last year more than ever. Champagne is attached to us for every event we go to.
Yeah, makes it that much
more
special.
You want to give a shout-out to Piper Heisek, speaking of which?
No, we do not want to mention Piper Heisek. Move on.
Yeah. All right. I don't even know what champagne we were drinking last week on the houseboat. Do you?
It was good. I think it might have been Moët.
Yeah, I think it was. And that was followed by tequila, some expensive brand. I'm not even going to mention the brand because it's not even...
Right, we can't mention it.
Yeah, but all I'm just saying is they shared... It's a $200 bottle, I think.
Yeah.
But,
hey, we have got a meeting directly after the show here. We are meeting with a consortium of Japanese brands that are coming over here that are represented in the States, or a company that represents Japanese brands. It's a consortium of Japanese brands. Reason I bring that up is I want to do a big shout-out to this brand that was involved in our gifting bag last week during our Oscar suite.
Oh, yeah.
It's X True, the Essence Face Mask, and this is provided by love-renaissance.us. That's the website. This is a $125 face mask, which is – it's a skincare product produced by Iki Sakura, especially created for human all over the world. I like the way that sounds.
Especially created for human
all over the world. And the packaging is great. It's got this kind of like a pink.
I like the color. It's like
kind of like a
lavender,
pink.
Maybe?
It's an Essence face mask, high viscosity serum. Now, this high viscosity serum is in this face mask. This box contains 5 face masks. So I guess it's about $25 a mask.
Did Stacey break it out?
No, not yet. She's got.
You know, like I didn't open it, so I'm not familiar with it. But you put over your eyes or
your entire face. Yeah. Suggested usage is it's a smooth mask over entire cleansed face. Recommended application is 30 to 60 minutes. So you wash your face, you put this face mask on for 30 to 60 minutes, and it's maximum anti-aging results. Right? Mm. Massage remaining essence into the face and neck area until absorbed. Discard the mask after one single use. This is fantastic. Okay. I've got to get some of these myself.
Fantastic. We might need that for next Sunday at the Miss Santa Monica USA pageant, which, by the way, we are judging. In addition to providing product, we are judging for the third year in a row at the Lowe's Hotel in Santa Monica.
Lowe's Santa Monica Beach Hotel.
Lowe's Santa Monica Beach Hotel. Yeah. Looking forward to spending the night there, hoping it was going to be weather.
Yeah, we wanted to have some pool time.
Yeah, we wanted to have some pool time. We're spending the night there.
It's raining.
It's going to be raining, but anyhow, it's a great event to be attached to. Again, we are the Pageant Kings. For those of you who may not have known that or listening for the first time, we are the Pageant Kings.
Stay tuned. It might be coming to the airways near you.
So whether it's attending beauty pageants, whether it's doing the gifting for beauty pageants, or whether it's actually judging the beauty pageants, you've heard of the beauty queens. We are the Pageant Kings. So watch for more of that to follow soon.
As we get more information, we will definitely
share that with you.
Yes.
So like Mark mentioned, a meeting this afternoon right after the show.
The Japanese Consortium.
Japanese Consortium meeting tomorrow at the Republic restaurant, new hip cool restaurant in Hollywood on La Brea. It's in a 1922 building that Charlie Chaplin was responsible for having built. So looking forward to checking out that new hip cool restaurant. So if you're in Hollywood tomorrow, stop by and see the Harris twins.
Yes. Hey, man, by the way, who's the show presented by.
The show today, Mark, and every Tuesday, the Tastemaker is brought to you by iBid4Storage.com. And I have to say the number 4 could be confusing if you just share it with somebody. It's iBid4Storage.com.
Oh, yeah. Have to put that in there.
Yeah, and make it easy and convenient to bid online for all your storage auction needs. And you could reach them at 844-424-3669. Or if you need to reach them by email, it's customer-service@iBid4Storage.com. Check out their site. Get involved.
Wow. Yeah. Sounds good. Sounds good.
Yep.
So we've got our work cut out for us this Sunday at the Santa Monica Beach Lowe's Hotel we've got 30 girls that we have to judge.
Mark, I think our work is cut out for us for the next week, starting with this meeting, a luncheon meeting tomorrow, the charity event on Thursday, some other event we're going to on Friday. Then it's the weekend, which we try to relax a little bit.
We have to also work on Friday. We're assembling the gift bags for Miss Santa Monica USA.
Production.
Right. We're going to be in our down the dirt and with the production outfit.
But Mark, don't we have interns to do that type of stuff?
Hey, I'm hands-on, pal. I like to do
But I like the fact that we get down and dirty too.
I like to oversee everything. Production, promotion, marketing,
sales,
branding. Sales.
Marketing.
We are a one-stop shop. That's wowcreationsmedia.com. Send us an email at wowcreationsmedia@gmail.com. If you need to get a hold of us for any reason, it's very easy to get a hold of us. So we've got lots of stuff going on.
Flickr?
Production on Friday, lunch tomorrow. Oh, and we're picking up some product tomorrow then, too, I think, for the I already told you we're going on. We got a couple extra to go on.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We got many, about 4 or 5 products. That's tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow morning, okay. 10:30. So we got to pick that up in Burbank. Then we got to get out over there and pick this up, and then we're having the lunch. Something else is going on, I think, in the next couple of days, too. We were supposed to get to Beverly Hills to pick up Les Grandes Maisons,
yeah,
the official bag sponsor for Wild Creation Events.
But we're only going to do that, Mark, if we're going to bundle. So we have to. We're not just going to make it. Well,
right?
We'll
no, we're yeah. not going to do that unless we do.
We got to
bundle. You can't just do one thing. You've got to get around to do. You've got to make multiple stops, multiple meetings. You don't just drive out of town to go to one meeting. Not when LA is as spread out as it is, right?
Yeah, that's a fact. I'm coming from the north. You're coming from the east, and this is all the way on the west.
Right.
So not that easy, but we'll try to bundle, I'm sure. For the most part, we're pretty successful in bundling.
Yeah, we're the bundlers, like the settlers. Yeah. But anyhow, we're always looking for new followers in social media. The best way to get a hold of us, I guess, as far as social media goes, would be Facebook, right? And that's facebook.com/wildcreations. Instagram, which is the more popular thing now, I guess, than Facebook, and Snapchat. I don't think we even have a Snapchat account.
You know, Mark, it's funny you say that because I just deleted my app a couple weeks ago because I needed some space, and we're not using it. But we need to get back into that.
Yeah, we need to get back to
Snapchat. We need to start it.
So there's also Twitter. We're huge on Twitter. That's twitter.com/WildHollywood. Then we do have a MySpace account, LinkedIn. LinkedIn is huge.
Is MySpace still open? I guess it is. I never hear anybody at all mention it.
Yeah, it's because everybody else, all the other social media areas get it.
Justin Timberlake
buy
it?
Yeah, for pennies on the dollar.
Wow.
So send us an email at wildcreationsmedia@gmail.com. Our backup email address is wildcreationsmedia@yahoo.com. Our website is wildcreationsmedia.com. And then if you still – you're waiting for us because Storage Wars is on hold right now. They're on hiatus till who knows when. But you need your daily dose of the Harris Brothers, www.firstrun.tv, Channel 2. It's the Harris Brothers, Fabulous World of Wow.
There's a lot of media out there about us, too. I think on ellistheplace.com today or tomorrow. Actually, that should have been up by now, shouldn't it, Mark?
Ellie's the place? Yeah, it's coming.
Jane, if you're listening, bravo. Great job. Looking forward to seeing it. But ellistheplace.com, that should be a good piece. Do you know what photo she's going to use of us?
I don't, but it should be good. Thanks for listening to the Harris Brothers on the Tastemakers Radio Show every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on www.latalkradio.com. You can listen to the show. If you don't watch it, listen to it live right now. The great thing about it is you can download it. You can listen to it 24/7, 365 on your desktop, laptop, iPad, iPhone. What's the other thing they got there?
Tablet.
Tablets. We're all over the place. So until next Tuesday, have a great week. Eat something good. Drink something good.
And like Pitbull says,
every day above ground is a good day.
Later.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.